before you take yourself into a state of absolute horrific mental disability, before you disease your mind and soul and heart with despair and discontent and a refusal to accept what has happened in the past, think: the world doesn't run according to your will. The world runs according to the will of Allah Azzawajal. You didn't decide to be born. Allah Azzawajal blessed you and created you. You didn't decide where you were going to be born. Allah Azzawajal decided that. You didn't decide what you could eat. Allah Azzawajal decided that. You didn't decide how tall you'd become, what color your eyes were, what color your skin was. Allah Azzawajal decided. You didn't decide whether you had two legs or one, or you were able or disabled. Allah Azzawajal decided. You will not decide when or where you die. Allah Azzawajal will decide. And that same creator decided to test you with a difficulty, a problem, a disaster, a calamity, a disease. How dare you question that? Why do you refuse to accept it? By not accepting it, it does not make one iota worth of difference to the grandness, the majesty of Allah Azza wa Jal, to the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. But it wreaks havoc on your mind because you refuse to accept what has happened. Once you accept and move on, life is beautiful. You have people who are living in the disasters of the past. They've got every blessing of life, but they can't let go. Why did he say this to me? What happened there? He disrespected me. I am now a disrespected person. And people spend their lives in this misery. They cannot move on. In every situation, learn a lesson. Ask yourself, why has this befallen upon me? Is it because of the sins that my own hands have sent forward? Is it because I disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is it because my household is in difficulty because my children don't pray salah? Ask yourself these questions rather than the questions that the shaitan puts to you. Oh, had you done this, then this would have happened. Had you done this, this would have happened. No, this was the decree of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And no doubt my lack of good deeds was a factor in it. I'm going to increase my worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm going to increase my sincerity in salah. I'm going to read more Quran. I'm going to try and make a madani environment in my home. I'm going to try and bring my children up in the correct way. And in this way, I'm going to prevent future calamities. If you spend your life obeying Allah Azza wa Jal and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the Quran is recited in your home day and night, if the entire family are reading namaz all the time, and at namaz time, it's like a beautiful atmosphere where everybody's running around looking for prayer mats and doing wuzu. Every morning you can hear the recitation of the Quran. Every evening you can hear Surah Mulk Sharif. There is ghar dars, dars at home. Your children are praying the naats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the environment you live in. Then Allah's mercy will descend. Then you will be protected from calamities. Then you will have done what you were decreed to do. You will have fulfilled the purpose of your creation, which was to worship your creator and recognize Allah Azza wa Jal and to obey the commands of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, Islamic brothers, we live in our past problems. Forget them. There's nothing you can do to change them, but you can make your life better by coming close to Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The more you work on your relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, the more beautiful your life will become. If the Creator Supreme has blessed you with every ni'mat under the sun, and yet you weren't very obedient, then can you imagine if you are obedient and you thank Allah Azza wa Jal, He's not going to take away your blessings, He's going to give you more. Don't live in the tragedies of the past. Don't look at the dilapidated castles of the past. Don't look at the problems that happened that you had no control over and cry over them and get depressed and anxious over them. Accept them as the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that the moment you start to accept them, your life will become beautiful. And these clouds of oppression and depression will start to fade away. You will see the beautiful blue sky and the sun shining forth, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu.